Moving into the underground mechanics of modern infrastructure, the AI credit resale economy is rapidly expanding. The article explores the emergence of token brokers buying unused cloud and inference credits from startups at steep discounts and reselling them through dedicated marketplaces, Telegram channels, and direct email pitches. The author investigates these off-market channels, highlighting platforms like AI credits and cheap credits that offer discounts ranging from 30 to 80%. This secondary market has turned AI tokens into a pseudo-currency, raising concerns about potential abuse and upcoming provider crackdowns. For startups and developers, you can find off-market inference credits at steep discounts through specialized marketplaces like AI Credits and AI Credit Mart, or bulk discount Reuters such as Cheap Credits, Tokvana, and Neokens. Furthermore, researchers and founders can search Telegram channels, Reddit communities like AsasFasal, and startup forums where brokers actively pitch off-market proxy inference supply. There are two major open-source project opportunities here. First is token proxy audit. Token brokers act as opaque proxies, routing requests through pooled provider keys without direct visibility, which poses severe security, data privacy, and compliance risks for companies. The proposed solution is an open-source transparent proxy tool that inspects, logs, and validates incoming proxy inference traffic to ensure compliance with data processing agreements and detects unauthorized key pooling. Vibe coding feasibility is high. You can easily build this using an AI coding assistant by setting up a lightweight reverse proxy in Node.js or Python that intercepts API requests. Second is credit usage monitor. Startups accumulate large pools of cloud and AI credits they cannot fully utilize, leading them to risky off-market sales, while a lack of internal tracking makes credit leakage hard to spot. The solution is an open-source dashboard that tracks multi-provider AI credit expiration, burn rates, and alerts teams to abnormal spikes in credit consumption. This can be rapidly generated using AI by integrating standard provider APIs into a unified Next.js dashboard with alerting logic. Turning to the cutting edge of machine learning, researchers from Cambridge, NVIDIA, and Flower Labs have proposed applying the Red Queen hypothesis as a new way forward for self-improving AI. By avoiding reliance on fixed test suites or static benchmarks, self-improving agents can continually enhance their code and reduce computational costs. This approach addresses the limitation where an AI agent can only become as capable as the static test that scores it. When building recursive self-improving AI systems, avoid relying solely on fixed benchmarks or static test suites, as they create an evaluation ceiling that halts further progress once the agent masters the fixed signal. To solve this, the open-source project opportunity is Red Queen Evil. Self-improving AI agents hit an evaluation ceiling when testing variants against static benchmarks because the test suite does not evolve with the agent. The proposed solution is an open-source evaluation framework that dynamically generates progressively harder test cases or co-evolves test suites alongside the agent's code modifications. Vibe coding feasibility is extremely high, because large language models can easily be prompted to act as dynamic test case generators and adversaries to evaluate code changes iteratively. In systems and database architecture, developers are buzzing about Proly, a content-addressed ordered map built on Proly trees. Proly is a content-addressed ordered map implemented in Rust using Proly trees, offering applications immutable snapshots, cheap branching, structural sharing, and efficient diffs and merges. It supports pluggable storage engines like Memory, SQLite, and RocksDB, alongside native async support for various databases. The project provides comprehensive primitives for building Git-like version control, secondary indexes, and vector-backed proximity maps. Actionable tips for working with Proly include utilizing KeyBuilder to construct segment-safe composite keys and prefix underscore range to scan ordered byte key lookups efficiently since keys sort lexicographically. Additionally, you should leverage parallel bulk builders for constructing large initial trees efficiently instead of inserting items sequentially. The associated project opportunity is the ProlyTree GraphQL Gateway. Exposing Proly-backed versioned maps and Git-like data structures over standard web APIs requires manually writing glue code for each application schema. The solution is an auto-generating GraphQL and REST gateway that maps schema definitions directly to Proly tree operations, enabling instant versioned APIs with historical diffs and branching. Vibe coding feasibility is high, as AI excels at writing boilerplate-heavy schema mapping layers and API integrations over existing well-typed Rust libraries. Finally, a major security and privacy discovery hit the front page. Cloudflare silently injects its analytics when you switch name servers. A Hacker News user discovered that Cloudflare silently injects a JavaScript analytics snippet into HTML pages when users switch their name servers. The user had to navigate to the dashboard and explicitly opt out of the feature, raising privacy and consent concerns. The community highlighted this as an invasive default behavior requiring vigilance from site administrators. Your immediate tip is to check your Cloudflare analytics settings after a name server change. After switching your name servers, immediately check your dashboard, add the site to analytics, and manually disable the injected JavaScript analytics snippet if you prefer not to use it. To automate your defenses, the project opportunity is the Cloudflare Sneak Injection Monitor. Cloudflare and other DNS and CDN providers often enable new features or tracking scripts by default upon onboarding, requiring manual opt-out. The solution is a lightweight CLI tool or browser extension that audits a newly transferred domain's HTML output to detect unexpected script insertions or header modifications introduced by DNS providers. Vibe coding feasibility is very high. An AI can easily write a script using curl and beautiful soup or Cheerio to fetch HTML and check for specific signature strings within an hour. That concludes your Hacker News briefing for today. Thank you for listening.